It's good to have each and every one of you here at Grace Bible Church today.
In our call to worship, I just want to briefly share with you from Numbers chapter 11. We've been in this particular passage of Scripture talking about the sin of complaining. And I was just going through it again this morning, just looking at Moses' response to the people. And we're told in chapter 11 that he began to complain as well. In verse 10, then Moses heard the people weep throughout the families, their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased, and Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And he goes into this lengthy detail of all the problems that he's facing with these people. And so God, in verse 16, sends some help. He said, I want you to appoint 70 men, and I will take the Spirit that I've given to you, the Holy Spirit, and I will impart it to them, so they can be your helper. And then this was Moses' response, verse 21. And Moses said, the people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen. And thou hast said, I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And the Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. It's easy, very easy, to allow a single circumstance, like the troubling complaining of the people of Israel for meat. That's what they wanted. They had the bread that God was providing and said, we don't want that. We want meat. And so God said, I'm going to give you a month's worth of meat till it's going to be coming out your nostrils. All right? And at the end of that time, we'll see what kind of a heart you have. That's what the Lord was demonstrating, that their heart was corrupt. It wasn't that they were lacking meat, it's that they were lacking character. They were lacking what was needed to follow God, obedience. And so Moses gets caught up in this. And he said, Lord, there's not enough fish in the sea to make these people happy. There's not enough cattle in the wilderness to make these people happy. And the Lord is trying to help Moses to understand and know, you depend and follow me. Depend on me. Follow me. I'm going to bring my word to pass. I told you I'm going to bring them out of Egypt. I'm going to bring them into the land of promise. Follow me. What an encouragement to all of us today, especially as we've gathered together around God's word, but every day of the week. Don't let the circumstances of life dictate how your attitude is. Let's stop and reflect upon the goodness and the greatness of God, that He is over all of these circumstances of life. He is greater than all of them. We just have to follow Him, obey Him. And then we'll know the peace that comes when the trouble comes. We'll know the comfort when the trouble comes, because you see, we've been following Him all along. Lord, help us to have that kind of spirit today.